Hello and welcome to a very special comeback edition of the Manx Footy podcast. I'm delighted to say I was among the 320 strong crowd at Brantingham Road on Saturday as FC Alaman made their long-awaited debut in the North West Counties League. Ahead of the historic Division 1 South clash with Main Road in South West Manchester, I spoke to the man that had a dream, Paul Jones, and skipper Frank Jones. We also have post-match reaction to the 1-1 draw from manager Chris Bass Sr. and fullback Sam Kane. So sit back, relax, and grab yourself a brew and a biscuit as we reflect on a red-letter day for Manx football. Right, Paul, we're on the back of the Mananin. I'm all about the good quality audio. You know that, don't know. And we're hurtling towards Liverpool.
Here we are.
I don't want to lose you over the edge. I only got me blue at swimming. I think I wouldn't be in after you. You know what I mean? I think we've just entered the Mersey. I've just seen the channel markers.
Yeah.
It's getting very exciting. It's getting very real.
Isn't it? Just to get off the Isle of Man. It's quite exciting, to be honest.
So obviously, FC Isle of Man are playing their first game today against Main Road.
Yeah.
You must have been like a kid like the night before Christmas last night, were you?
I know, because I was worrying that I hadn't booked enough seats on the boat, to be honest. So it was only when I gave all the boat boarding cards out this morning and I realised I'd not forgotten anybody that I thought, right, now I can look forward to the game. So, as we're getting ever closer to landing in Liverpool, I'm getting a little bit more excited and it's becoming a little bit more real. So, yeah, it's going to be a good day, hopefully, regardless of what happens on the pitch.
You talk about tickets and stuff like that, but there's been a lot of logistics and other things thrown at you this week, hasn't there? And well, not this week, this past few months. We've had, obviously, the pandemic, and that's had an effect up to this week, hasn't it?
Just a little bit, yeah.
So how, as a club, have you dealt with that? It must have been a bit of a nightmare.
Well, you just got to keep going, haven't you? You know, you've got an idea of what you're trying to do, and sometimes it happens really easily, and sometimes it takes a little bit longer, and you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, and keep doing stuff with the right intentions, and you know that it's happened. Like, you know, you've got to be patient. Like, we'd love for this to have happened a year ago, but we are where we are, and it's been hard at times and it's been difficult to keep going at times, but we've had a fantastic group of people working behind the scenes. We've got Manx Telecom and Rex who have supported us all through the last season without causing any issues, you know. So we've also got a good group of people. There's a few people who travelled with us today to come and watch the game. You know, you've got support of the community. So when you see everyone's kind of getting on board with it and believes in what you're doing, then that helps you to keep going as well, doesn't it?
And we talk about, this is the first of many away games this season. We were at the FC Terminal, you were at the crack of dawn this morning.
Yeah.
How is that going to take its toll over the season, or do we think this enthusiasm that everyone's buzzing today, is that going to carry through?
I hope so. I think, you know, some of that will depend on results, won't it? So if the team are playing well and doing well, then I think you know players are going to keep looking forward to going away if and when, and it will do at some point become a bit harder, then that motivation will be challenged maybe a little bit. I think maybe season 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, when it's not so much of a fresh and new, but at the moment, no, I think the players are used to doing this. You know, they do this when they used to play for the Ireland team. They've done it, a lot of them, when they're in the development centre and going away and playing and coming back again. So it's one of the things that we're used to, but living on an island. And like, I think Chris will just have to really manage his squad carefully, I guess. And you know, I think, as we've said to the players, it'll be unrealistic for everyone to play every minute of every game. So, you know, I think careful squad management will be good, will be key, but I think a lot of the players, certainly this season and in the next couple of seasons, they'll want to be involved in every game they possibly can be, especially if we can go up the leagues a little bit. Then it's a new challenge every time, isn't it? And they're stretching themselves at a higher and higher level. So I've not got too many concerns at the moment, but good performances and winning games helps.
And do you think we'll go in with a bit of a target on our back today? Where the new boys, you know, there's been a lot talked about us.
Yeah.
Main Road will want to get a result today, won't they?
They'll want to batter us. The lads could have a little bit of a shock in some ways. You know, the North West, I've said in a lot of my stuff recently, the North West is a bit of a hotbed for non-league. The standard of clubs is excellent all the way down to our level. There's clubs in our league that are paying some half decent money to players to come, so yeah, like, you know, we're seen as these rich guys coming across, you know,
on our private yacht.
On our private yacht. And very much have a target on our back. There's a lot of people that are expecting us just to rock up through this season and get promoted. And, you know, there's some people that have said that live, you know, over in England. And, you know, Guernsey set a high standard, Jersey set a high standard of getting promoted in their first seasons. And people are kind of expecting that to happen for us. And I think some of the local people are expecting that to happen to us. I know Chris isn't, and I know the players aren't, and I know we aren't within the club, but because the standard of football we're going into is better than what the players are used to on the Isle of Man, different to what they're used to on the Isle of Man. And I keep saying it, they've got to string 38 games together over a season.
It's a long season, isn't it?
Like, it's not a Manx season. No. And you've got to turn up every single week and be on it and be committed. That's the challenge. Now, whether our players are able to do that this year, I don't know. It's, you know, that's one of the things we don't know. I believe they can. But if they can't, then we understand where we're at as an island, and we put a plan in place to make sure that next season's a little bit better. So, like, we're not going in expecting anything other than seeing where we are, and we might win the league or we might finish fourth bottom, but that's where we are, and we'll take every game.
But Main Road will be a good benchmark, won't they? I think they finished mid-table the last couple of years. Obviously, it's been a COVID-affected campaign, so maybe can't read too much into the results. But they're going to be a good yardstick, benchmark, whatever you like to call it, aren't they?
Yeah, the season campaign is really at this sort of level in Northwest Counties Premier League as well. They were there a few years ago. So, it'll be really interesting to see how the lads do against a club that has been around the block a little bit at this sort of level of football. And as you say, it'll be a nice little benchmark at that point, and we can look forward to the rest of the season.
Right, we'll go and enjoy a steam packet sausage bap.
Good man, cheers.
Right, Frank, exciting times. We're now an hour and 9 minutes away from kickoff. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's good. It's finally here, isn't it? It's like just waiting for something this morning, even like with the boat and things like that. You think something's going to stop this, because it's been, arguably 18 months in the waiting, and we're here now at the ground, and it's very exciting now.
It's a nice pitch on first inspection. You obviously had a bit of a bimble around it. What are you thinking?
Yeah, it seems all right. It's like the actual ground and the actual pitch is like real good. It's a good quality. So we just don't know what to expect when you're coming over, do you? Because you're blind. When we turned up, you're like, I wonder what it's going to be like. And to be fair, it should be good.
Obviously, Main Road, I think, finished mid-table last couple of seasons. And obviously, we must caveat that by saying it's been a pandemic affected seasons, but this will be a good gauge for you lads, won't you, see where you're going to sort of slot in, won't it?
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, it's just totally the unknown for us, and we've been saying, and Chris and Lee have been telling us, like, we've just got to worry about ourselves for the whole season, because we can get little snippets of things. I've just been talking to one of the fans kind of here, and he said they don't even know, because players come and go so quick, because a manager will leave and take half a squad with him from a club, or money will be involved, and he goes, like, one team can be up there 1 year and they lose everyone the year after. But I think from our point of view, for the whole season, we've just got to worry about ourselves and just play every game as it is. But this will be a gauge, because if you do look at their kind of record, they are mid-table for the last, it'll be 5-6 years or something like that. So that's where they're going to be. So hopefully we can get the win today.
You mentioned the boat journey as well. We were all up at the crack of dawn this morning. Probably not as much of a novelty for you and me with new kids in the household, but is that going to start taking its toll as the season wears on? Obviously, we've got the novelty of the first trip today.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that. It's funny, because it's like, everyone's so excited, and you're up early this morning and you're there, and it's great. And I've spoke to a few of the rugby lads that I've done it for years and years and years, and I spoke to the Guernsey lads, and they said for the first like year or even two, it's like it's so exciting and things like that. But then it does obviously become a bit of a chore when you've got to go kind of up in the morning, and then you don't get back till late at night and things like that. But I think for the first year, we should be all right. What we really need, I think, is start to get our home games going. I know that's out of our control at the minute, but once you get your home games, if you're only travelling twice a month, it might not be as bad. But for the next kind of, 8 weeks maybe, if it's every single Saturday, it could get a bit of thing like that. But I don't know, as long as we come here and we keep winning every Saturday, then it's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I can sense the excitement, Frank. It is exciting today, isn't it? I suppose you don't want to get overawed by it, but it's an historic day for Manx football, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Especially me. I'm kind of getting on a little bit now, as you could say.
You're a whippersnapper.
But it's like, I don't know, I've been arguably playing senior football 15 years now. I've been in the Ireland team like 10, 12 years. I've done kind of everything like that. And the talk has always been, oh, we need to get a team in the league, we need to get a team in the league. And to be honest with you, I never thought it was happening. I would never. So for me to obviously lead the team out today and be part of this, it's great. But it's as well, it's the excitement of going forward, because it's not for me now. It's like I've got two young boys, and for them to pull on this shirt in 10, 15, 20 years time, whenever it is, that's the exciting part. And all the other kids, and we've got a lot of young lads in the team today, it's for them, they're going to have the best part of like what I didn't have for like 10 or 15 years of football. They're going to have their whole kind of life playing football over here now. It's going to be great.
And just before they let you go in for your rub down or whatever, it's we're going to see that. I know you said you're getting on a bit. We're going to see the Frank Jones bleep as you come out today.
I don't know, I've stopped that now because Jack kept winding me up about it, so I've kind of knocked it on the head a little bit now. I just hopefully you'll see my celebration. Yes. If I score.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. Good luck, mate.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Frank did get to dust off his trademark goal celebration as the Islanders started the match like scalded Manx cats, taking a 9th-minute lead when he slotted past Main Road goalkeeper Pete Monteith. Super Frank's goal capped a dominant opening to the match for the Ravens, who should have perhaps been further ahead than their one-goal lead. However, the Islanders' early enthusiasm was dampened midway through the first half when Jones was forced off with a suspected knee injury and the hosts played themselves back into the game, equalising through a long-range strike from Jamie Rowe in the lead-up to the half-time break. After an even start to the second half, the match finally burst into life just after the hour mark when Corinthians flyer Dan Simpson was felled in the box. Teammate Steve Whitley had the chance to restore the Ravens' lead from the spot, but he saw his penalty kick saved by the feet of Monteith. A frantic and end-to-end match saw both teams have chances to win it in the final quarter, but two good saves from Russian keeper Dean Cairns ensured the Ravens returned to the island with a hard-earned point in their bag.
The lack of friendlies has been a big issue for us, so we can't get up to match speed. And today we pulled the socks up and tried to do, you know, win the game. But we showed we were naive at times. We showed indiscipline at times. But we also had the better of the chances in the first half, which could have put the game to bed. But then as the game drew on, then it was anybody's game. It was so end-to-end. It was like...
It's like a basketball match.
It was. It was almost like put your hand over your eyes and, you know, is it going to go in? Is it not going to go in? And I thought the referee had a good game. I thought he was consistent throughout. So it's a great day for us to actually be in this league. And I think you've got to give FC Isle of Man at least 6 or 7 games to actually get up to some sort of momentum.
Yeah, and it was. We talk about there was a bit of rustiness there, as you say, a bit of the pre-season rust.
Yeah.
Was it occasionally a bit of an issue? Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on today, but you know, the first.
I think a lot of players were overcome with the pressure of it being historic, but unfortunately for the players, that's built up by circumstances not within the camp. That's from around the camp, living on a small island. Everybody's talking to you about it. And, oh, I hope you do this, I hope you do that. And all. So they've got to deal with all that as well. But let's not forget, if we want to do well in these leagues, then we're going to have to show better character in terms of mental strength than we did today.
You've got another away game next Saturday.
Yeah.
Obviously, a few training sessions in the week. Are you already thinking about what you're going to work on?
Yeah. Keeping the ball a little bit better and making the right choices. I think when we went in the second half and we attacked, so many times they made the wrong choice going down a dead-end avenue instead of stretching it the other way where there was 40 yards of space for the wingers to run into.
Unfortunately, we had a couple of injuries today. Did that change your plans a bit? You know, your hands was forced a little bit, wasn't it?
It did, but having said that, the players that came on, they did very well. Yeah. So you know, there's always positives in everything that we do, and I think there's a lot that we can take from that game. We learnt a lot from our players today.
You talk about positives. I think I heard Burnsy mention it to you before. Sid and Sam in the middle of midfield, I thought, played very well. And what is their sort of debut at this level? I know it's debut for everyone, but
they're young lads. They're, you know, when I say young lads, they're I don't think they're 20 yet.
No.
So if we're fortunate enough to, you know, go up through the system a little bit, then, you know, in 3 or 4 years' time, they're going to be the guys that you're relying on, because the other guys are going to be too old. And the higher you go in these leagues, you're going to have that youth to keep up with the fitness.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that the experience in our first year will get us through. And then, you know, as we start to build, because we've got a number of good young players in the Isle of Man, but if they'd have all played today, then we probably would have lost that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we didn't have the experience. I mean, we were quite solid at the back, but in the first half, we didn't communicate to each other that well because they were running on little diagonals through our centre-halves, and that's purely down to communication.
Yeah.
You know, not shutting doors by, you know, not talking to each other.
And how have you found the travelling today? And obviously this is going to be a weekly thing for you guys.
Well, this is another thing. This is something else that you've got to add to everything else that we're trying to do. When you're getting out of bed at 5:30 in the morning to start your day to come and play here, and you do get tired sat on the boat, you do get tired sat on the coach. So whereas these guys probably got out of bed at 10 o'clock, had a little walk, had a bit of a nice breakfast and do what they'd normally do, where we're travelling for the day, so then that adds other added stresses to the body. So when they go home tonight, I would imagine after another hour and a half on the coach and another 2.5 hours on the boat, I think tomorrow they'll be knackered. But realistically, they should all get up and just go for a walk.
Yeah.
Do something just to take the stiffness out of the legs.
And looking ahead a couple of weeks, we've got our first home game. You must be excited about that.
Well, have we though? Because I think we're going to be away for about the first 8 games.
Wow. Okay, almost like a baseball team.
Well, we're not going to make the decision on that. That's down to the politicians.
Right.
And are the Isle of Man going to let teams like Main Road come to the Isle of Man if the players haven't been vaccinated?
Of course.
Or they have one vaccination?
Yeah.
Because we have these isolation rules.
Yeah.
So basically, we're going to be going away to all these games until at such times Boris and Howard decide, you know what, it's a free-for-all, we're all back out, hooray.
Right, I'll let you go, Chris. Thanks
Thank
for your
you very
time.
Much.
Okay, Sam, we're sat in the Mananin on the way home after off FC Isle of Man's first ever competitive match in the Northwest Counties League. It must be a bit of a relief to get it out of the way in some respects.
I think so. It's definitely been a long time coming, and I think Mr. Jones has mentioned it a few times today that, yeah, it's been a while in the making. It's definitely good to get it out of the way, and it's nice to see what we could come up against this season.
And how was it going into the match? Was there a bit of pressure on you? Because it was a historic match today, wasn't it?
I don't think so. I suppose it depends on how you think about it. There's been a lot of hype to get to this first game. And I think that a lot of people have really looked forward to it. However, we do know that it's a long season, and there's many a game to play.
So let's look at the match itself. Obviously, we got a point. It's always good to get a point on the board. And they will say any point away from home is a good one. We made a cracking start. Frank put us ahead after 9 minutes. And to be honest, we battered them for the first 10 minutes, didn't we?
We did, and it seemed very, very easy first 10 minutes. The ball was getting moved around a lot. Every time we went forward, it seemed to be really dangerous. And we definitely settled into the game. And then after that first goal, it did kind of change a little bit. And I think they sort of worked themselves into the game and, became competitive after that towards half-time.
And is that what you were expecting? You've played a lot of games for the Isle of Man, you played for Ellen Manning, you know, you played representative football in various guises and various competitions. We're expecting that today. It was a hard match. It was a bit of a battle of attrition at times as well.
It was. We kind of put it down to, me and Lee Gale were speaking earlier, and put it down to it being almost like an NLS game. Today has felt a bit like a one-off game, but we know it's not.
Yeah.
We know it's not.
And I was saying to Paul before the match, you guys have a bit of a target on your back this season. Main Road, I spoke to a couple of the guys at the ground today, and they wanted to get a result today. You boys are there to be shot at a little bit. Do you guys feel that? You're almost banded as favourites, but probably unduly in a way.
Yeah, and I think that comes down to comparisons to Guernsey and Jersey as well. I think with how well Jersey did last season, I definitely think that hype on us to do really well this season was definitely on us. The 1-0 draw start, I think today, is still a great result, especially starting that season, not knowing what we're still about to come up against.
I mean, we're talking about we're on the Mananin now as we enter. I'm trying to work out how many hours we've been up now, but this is unfortunately going to be a regular thing for you guys now. This travelling element to it. How are you going to deal with it? Is it you're going to start getting to the point where you resent going away?
I don't think so. I, I, I do think it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day every time we go. But I definitely think if the lads sort of get their routine right and get, you know, their preparation right and how they relax on the way to the game and a game, I think it'll become fairly easy. The hard thing will be for the lads that maybe come in and out of the squad that travel every now and again, or maybe do 2 weeks in and then a couple of weeks out. I think it'll be a tough thing for them. But I think if there is a solid 14 or 15 that are routinely going away, yeah, I think they'll get used to it.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously we had a couple of injuries today, including yourself. It's going to be very much a squad this season, isn't it?
Definitely.
For various reasons, not just injuries. But yeah, you're going to be leaning on 30 players potentially, aren't you? Loads of players.
Yeah, I mean, even with the squad being named this week at training before we arrived, it was again a bit of a shock that some people were in and some people were out. But I mean, even while we were going over set pieces and things, there were still another 13, 14 lads all doing some fitness sessions. So it is a little strange. But we 100% we'll definitely need them. Again, there was something somebody said to me the other week about Guernsey or Jersey using 40 or 50 players in their first season straight in, and definitely I think the lads, and I think all the lads that have been training, will definitely be needed at some point, especially, like say, injuries here and there, or now we've got, you know, COVID isolations and stuff that some of the lads aren't fully vaccinated yet, and even just availability, you know, lads got going on. There's a couple of lads that are disappearing off to uni and things like that. So, yeah, definitely going to need everyone.
And I know it's probably going to be a few weeks, maybe later than we expected, but you must be looking forward to that first home game now. That's whet your appetite today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. I can't wait for the home game. I mean, somebody said to me just before, 350 fans were at the game today.
Yeah,
320. So, I mean, I definitely think there's a lot of support back home, especially with the lads all talking to their own companies and families and friends. I think we'll definitely, hopefully, fill the bowl and have a really good home game. The atmosphere against Guernsey in that first game as well was amazing, so I do hope, and I am looking forward to a good day out of the ball.
How's it feel being one of the more experienced heads on one of these trips?
Yeah, a little strange. It was a little strange today as well after Frank went off and I got the captain's armband, and that's a rare occasion. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We've you know, sometimes on trips there's little clicks and things like that, but we've all been hanging out today. Amazing. I mean, sat talking to Sam and Sid and a few of the younger ones, and yeah, it's good.
And are you jealous of them, sort of on the starting of the journey at their age now? You know, they're 20, they've got it all ahead of them in a way, haven't they?
Yeah they have. But again, I mean, this is the exciting bit, all these trips every week. I mean, me and Lee were sat on the coach today talking about past trips with the FA Repsard and Ellen Bannon and what else, like quadrangular tournaments, places we've stayed and places we've gone. So like, yeah, it's nice we share that with those lads. But yeah, I'm a little jealous they're starting, and yeah, but this is what this team's for though, isn't it? It's for them. It's not for the likes of me and Frank, however long our legs can go on for. I'm sure we'll do, but I think the young lads, I'm well over the moon for them, and both of them in the middle of the park played really well today.
Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, cheers.
I just want to thank Burnsy and all the team at FC Alaman for letting me part of their special day. Fear not, Disco Dave and the podcast will be back soon as the new domestic season starts next month. Until then...